This is Willie Terry, your Roman labor correspondent, here in Troy at the Troy Snug pop-out balloon cookout water balloon fight. And I'm here on 6th Ave, all 6th Ave. And it looked like they just had the water fight. I'm glad I missed it.
You are glad you missed it.
Glad you missed it because we got wet.
Right. And I'm here with,
intern program manager for Troy Snug, James Chestnut.
Raheem Brown, senior outreach worker.
Tawana Scott, outreach worker.
Sadeja Will, a case manager.
Wendy Shepherd, social worker.
And tell me some about the event. Why you had this event today and what was the purpose?
Well, we felt like it was a good time with all the violence going on right now in the community to bring all the people out, to bring the kids out, to show them that, you know, we stay here for support and just let everybody know we're here and offer our services and things of that nature.
And what is Snug?
Snug is an anti-gun violence program. Snug stands for Should Never Use Guns. It's gun spelled backwards.
And where is Snug located in Troy?
We're located at 3100 6th Avenue in Troy. We also work to reduce the gun violence, and we mediate conflicts and work with the highest risk individual that's at risk of being a shooter or being shot at.
All right. And your name is again?
Sadeja Wella.
And Sadeja, you got Snug Outreach. What kind of outreach do you do?
I'm the case manager, so I help with the participants that we have in. So if they need employment, housing, or any services overall, I'm there to help them with that. And I also help and support my team.
A great deal.
If it wasn't for her,
today would have been real hard. I just want to say that.
Oh, okay. And you'll tell me your name is again?
Wendy Shepherd.
And Wendy, you're the counselor?
Yes, I'm the social worker.
Social worker, okay. And what do you do?
So my job is to support the outreach team and the participants. We do counseling services as well as help them with OVS victim services that they may need at the time. So I'm here to support my outreach workers, my case manager, and the rest of the team.
So all of y'all are in Troy?
Yes.
The Troy branch?
We're all in cahoots. We're all together.
Oh, okay. So how do you support yourself? Is Snug just an independent group or are you supported by some organization?
No, we're part of Trinity Alliance. Trinity Alliance is our the agency that we work for, and Snug is up under them. And our funding is through OVS, so Office of Victim Services.
And DCJS.
And DCJS.
And how many chapters are there in Snug? Is there one in Schenectady? Or
it's 13.
Oh,
it's 13,
right?
12 offices.
It's 12.
Johnson, Mohaven, Newburgh, Buffalo.
Syracuse, Buffalo,
Rochester, Poughkeepsie, Newburgh.
The Bronx.
Mount Vernon.
Jacoby Hospital.
Yeah. Long Island.
Hempstead,
Wynn-Dance,
Albany. So we have two chapters between Troy and Albany. So it's Albany 518 Snug and about LLTY, Troy Snug. So LLTY is Leaders Leading Troy Youth.
Now, you know, in the news lately, there have been a lot of reports. They said violence is in the uptake all over, especially gun violence. And there's a lot of things going on in New York City, per se, and some of the other major cities like Chicago. So how effective have y'all program been?
We've been very, very effective because, like we said, we deal with the highest risk in the community. So we have our hands on those guys and those kids personally. So we're able to slow a lot of things down before they happen. We're in prevention, early prevention. Things still happen, but we're able to reach out to the ones that most people can't reach out to. We could get to those kids. And that's how we're able to slow things down.
We're considered credible messengers. You know, some of the participants we dealt with, we were once the participants ourselves, meaning we were once in the streets ourselves. So it was easy to relate to them and get to them. And they have a better understanding when we talk to them compared to somebody coming with a tie and a suit. They can't relate. You know, it's like, who's this guy? So that's all it is. It's about, you know, being the credibility and who you are.
Well said.
And yeah, most of all, you got to talk their language sometimes as well to really get to them, for them to gain your trust.
And this is our first female in five years.
Yeah, I'm the first female for Troy Snug.
No. Actually, she's the first female.
She's the first female
hired at the site. So we have an outreach team and we have a social work team. So our case manager and social worker are on the social work team, and this is our outreach team, and together we make up that Troy Snug office.
Yeah, Now, what about law enforcement? Do they work with y'all? Do they, you have any relationship?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Nah,
we want to be credible. Think about it. Right. How can we work with law enforcement dealing with high-risk individuals that's in the street or shoot or at-risk of getting shot? Think about it. It don't make no sense.
Well, you know you got to ask that question because of Black Lives Matter.
Nah, we know police
over
here.
They can give us information, but we cannot give them information.
And we won't help them. We will not work with them to get what they need.
They'll let us know things in nature, like when it's a shooting, when certain areas are heavily populated with certain things. That's the far as that goes. Okay. That's it.
So what are some of the areas you're working on in Troy?
With some of the areas?
We have a target area, which is Zone C, Zone B, and Zone A, which stretch from, 101st all the way down to Federal.
Yeah.
So from 100. The first street down in the Burg, going this way, all the way down to Federal, we got three different zones. That's how we break it up.
We also go outside our target areas, like South Troy has a lot of issues, we go down there. Wherever there's issues we in Troy, we kind of go to that area and, you know, and relate to the, get to the community and let them know that we're here for us, you know, provide our services as well.
And so most times when we're out canvassing, we do get a lot of information from the community. They let us know what's going on, who's doing what, and we try to take it from there.
So, you do a lot of work going out in the community.
Oh, yeah. Everything is outside.
Outreach.
Everything is outside, outreach. Yes.
So is there any other program that y'all are thinking about, you know, based on doing outreach?
We come together with... community partners that we can come together with, coordinate with.
Unity House. All these other entities in Troy, we deal with most of them.
So sometimes we get referrals for our program, and sometimes the person, whoever's coming to our program, doesn't fit our description. So then we will find another program for them. Maybe Team Hero will work for them. We got Step It Up, this is Kevin Price program, Troy Look.
Face Card.
So we'll find another program for them. We got Youth Build. Because sometimes, you know, you might meet the criteria for our program, because our program is gun violence. Mm-hmm.
So are y'all in school? Do you go into Troy High and talk to people?
We're all in the schools, yeah.
School
12, Troy High, Lansingburg. When school's in, we usually go outside the schools after, you know, greet the kids, let them know who we are and things of that nature. We stop stuff at schools, too.
Yeah, and then when you go pick up some of your participants at schools, you get to talk to, like, the principals, their teachers. You know, you get a rapport with their teachers and everything.
Let me ask you this question, too. Now, you have a community out here. Is there anything people in the community could do to kind of help y'all? You know, they're saying, well, Snug is out there. Well, what can we do?
They honestly do help us. Honestly, when it's a shooting, somebody will call one of us immediately.
Yeah.
And we'll know about it. And we, you know, we conjure up, we get together, and we make a plan and get to that area.
Confidential. So any help they're giving us is confidential. Nobody's going to know that you gave us the help for it. But also help by coming to volunteer, come out and support the events, talk to the other youth that's in the community, get to know your neighbors.
Well, what I maybe thought about is that you need help to tell these politicians that y'all are access to the community and that we need y'all.
Right.
You know, you need people to, hey, don't mess with them.
Yeah. Right. I think we got our footprint out here now.
Yeah,
we got a heavy footprint.
Like, we was out here yesterday, me and SOW Brown, and the community, like, you know, y'all doing a good job coming out. You know, we handed out the flyers. Even the senior citizens came over here today, and even though it's for like a youth thing, but it was for the community.
Right.
So, and they all came and participated, and a lot of them are grateful when they see us walking around.
And everything we do is free.
Free.
Free food, free. Everything is free. So you can let the people know, always come out to our events, everything is free.
Yeah. So do you plan to have more events before the summer?
Sure.
I told you, every month we have a participant event and a community event. We're supposed to be having a participant event this Friday.
What's the participant event?
So basically, we find out what they want to do and we take them somewhere. It could be a water park. We took them to football, NFL football games before, baseball games, whatever they want to do. It's like a reward incentive to them, something to look forward to, take them out, you know, their norm, which is this, so they can see something different and experience something different.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, that's basically my question, but I just want to say, is there anything else that y'all think that people should know about Snug?
Snug love.
Snug love.
Snug love.
That's it.
Snug love.
Snug love.
We're here for the community.
And also, you don't have to be a victim to literally come get services.
Right.
You don't have to be somebody that's
you know, a shooter or at risk of being shot, if you just need help, you can also come get help. So we open to everybody.
How could one get in touch with SNUG? So what's your website or your telephone number?
Well, you can reach us at 518-203-7029, or you can follow us on Instagram at LLTY_SNUG, or Facebook at LLTY SNUG.
Thank y'all. Thank you, SNUG. Thank you.